Online Podcast 103.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Good whatever time you're listening to this. It's Tuesday morning here for me. Oh, I don't know where to put my river. I'm about to head outside. And as you can imagine, this time of year... Oh, I still sound a little hoarse, a little low, my voice. I lost my mid-range. I can speak really high up here, and I can speak really low. But I'm definitely doing much better today. I took another day off yesterday just to rest at home. I slept till like 2 o'clock. But today I'm heading out back out to work. I feel definitely better. My voice is back more to normal now. I mean, I can feel it, the tightness in my throat, so I'm still going to take it easy. And I'm packing up. The reason why is because it is snowing like crazy outside. Hopefully I'll be able to take a picture or a video or something to post along with this message, I mean this podcast. Oy. So, I thought I'll bring you along. Especially because I have something to do to my car in the meantime, that the radiator coolant is low, so I'm gonna replace that. Of course, of all the days that I picked, it snowed. Well, it's still snowing. So I'm gonna put my, what am I gonna do? It's gonna be so cold. And I need to scrape the snow off my car also. I think there's going to be, according to the weather forecast, we're going to probably get about 6 inches. Oh, by the way, my windshield wiper fluid thingy doesn't work. I don't know why. I filled it up and it still doesn't work. I think right now I'm just going to put my bag in the car. I'm outside now. Can you hear the squish of the snow? Oi! Got my bag in the car. Got my precious iPod in the car. And then I'm going to... Oh, crap. I think you can probably hear the crunching of the snow. How do I get this thing open? I'm trying to get the coolant open up. Seal. Ew. It's poisonous, supposedly. Do not drink. Oi. Ew, white. Okay, have that ready. I need to kind of go back to my car and get my snow scraper, or the ice scraper thingy. Where the hell is it? Oh, goodness. Where is it? Is it in the trunk? It's in the trunk. My hood. Shit. Oh, here it is. Okay, it's in the trunk. Snow scraper. Oy! Ice scraper. So this is one thing that you probably don't have to worry about if you don't live in an area that would snow.
And of course, I grew up in Malaysia. I don't have snow. I have rain and sunshine all year long. Then when I move here, I'm gonna have to get used to all this snow, additional chore that you have to do that you don't have to even think about. So this would be probably not interesting for people who live in a country or an area that would snow, because it's what you would do daily. Well, not daily, but whenever it snows. And the snow is coming up. As I'm scraping off, the snow is coming back on again. Okay. I'm gonna open up the hood of my car. And I hope it's open. Oh shit. Don't tell me it's too cold and won't open. Oh, my car's locked. Oh, luckily I have my keys. Oh, there you go. Now it popped open. Hello, my kitty. Tasha's in the window. Look at him. He's like, what the crazy daddy doing out in the stairs? Now, you know, I know nothing about my car. Like, really nothing. So now I need to put... Oh, it's still full. Still full over here. I guess. Oh shit, shit, shit. Oh shit. What happened was it spilled all over. Oh fuck. Sorry for the language. Oh! Oh! I added the coolant and it spilled everywhere. I hope it's okay. Won't explode or anything. Oh. But if you hear this post, it means I'm okay. Well, maybe not, I don't know. Okay, now the coolant's everywhere. I guess it's probably okay, as long as I don't eat it. Oh. Coolant spilled everywhere. Okay. I think I'm cool. I'm really cold. I think the thing is full. I still don't get any liquid from the... the windshield wiper fluid chamber. Oh, yeah, I have cold nose. Oh, and I won't be able to open my trash can with my gloves on. You know how you lose your fingers. Oh, I'm gonna... blow my nose, sorry. Oh, I have a funnel, I didn't know. I should have used the funnel too. Ugh. Oh, where should I trash this? Oh, goodness. And thank you for all those who wrote in and wished me speedy recovery, thank you. I am recovering. Oh, the car's a little sluggish. Gate is down. first working. My windshield wiper fluid thing is not working. Crap. Not that I would need it or anything. No. What if I do? Oy, oy. So it's snowing. Seems I have to drive carefully. Sometimes one thin layer of snow can cause the road to be slick. I mean, you know, can cause the road to be slick. Yeah, that's right. Biker only. Oh, I didn't take a picture. Never mind a picture. I guess I'm too darn busy with, well, I hope I, with all the tire noise on the snow. Nothing feels better than having a cold, snowy morning after you have been home for a few days from a bad cold. Ugh, no fun. I hope I remember to scrape off my front light. My light in front of your car. Sometimes it can be covered by snow, but it'll get blown away. Oh my god, what a wintry wonderland. And of course my breath is causing... My breath is giving out steam because the weather's cold. I used to be so happy when I see that. I remember when I would go up to this place, a vacation, a resort called Genting Highlands or Cameron Highlands, two separate places. And I would go up there in the mountains and temperature would be lower, like probably in the 70s, 60s. And in the evening, probably a little lower than that. But we would get steam from our breath, and it's so fun. Just remember, blowing. Wish I could take a picture for you. Where's my camera? Well, somebody Skyped me last night. I don't know who. Somebody Skyped me in the middle of the night. And so I'm gonna try to take a picture or a video. How about let's do a video? Oh gosh, it's too bright. Oh, there you go. I'll be posting this video sometime after this is out, but here it is, my drive with all the snow. And that's the road, and I'm bundled up like a batang, like a dumpling. This is my road, snowy road to work. Sorry for the shakiness, but it's the best I can do. When you get to see this video, I'm gonna post it maybe on Friday or something. Okay, I stopped it now. So thank you for sending in all those messages, and also Maurice, I got your message. I will email you and talk to you more about the Kwanzaa idea of mine, and we'll get in touch, and we'll definitely, you know, talk about it before we do the interview. And let's see, I guess this is probably gonna be it because I want to preserve my voice, but I just want to come out here and let you know that I'm okay already, and especially that it's snowing. So thank you for all your email and your concern. And oh Jesus, the street is kind of slick. And I'll talk to you another time, maybe next week. And you take care, and hopefully my voice would be back to normal entirely by next week. And talk to you later. Bye bye. Don't forget to smile. I'm back. I just want to let you know that my windshield is completely fogged up. And I just turned on the heater pointing at the windshield, and so now it's halfway clear. So I'm driving, it's this kind of haze. Ugh, so horrible. It's part of the winter driving, which I hate. I don't like winter driving. I like winter time, I like snow, I like everything except for the, you know, having to drive in it. So right now I'm gonna give you a play-by-play. Now it's like about three-quarters up. No, actually about two-thirds up clear. And I still have this foggy part up on top of my windshield, which I could barely see anything. But right now, the vision where my eye would look is clear. I'm switching lanes safely and carefully. And looks much better now. I can see the road. I just thought I wanted to let you be in with me in those fun of not being able to see much in front of you. And I was speaking and breathing inside the car, and the windshield get really fogged up inside, and I had to turn on the heat blowing at the windshield to melt the snow. Blow the fog away. And I remember when I was little, when I used to look at the AC in the car, in our car, that actually has that icon, you know, where there's a windshield and there's just three wiggly arrows going up, and I didn't know what that meant until later on when I read about it, and I still don't quite get the idea until I'm here and needed to use it here in a cold climate country. So it's very interesting. Everybody is driving very carefully and extremely slowly, especially this car in front of me. It's probably driving at like 30 miles an hour. And I'm just slowly following behind this car, keeping a distance because you don't want to having to do an emergency brake, and maybe the snow or the cold has caused some freezing happening on the ground, and I might slide. I might not stop as fast as I think I would. There's a lot of techniques driving in the snow, which I hate. And so that noise that you're hearing is actually the air blowing up on the windshield. I guess that should do it. This should end this podcast for real. Thank you. And thank you for... you can comment on... Oh, gosh. I'm already losing my voice again. So I better stop talking. Just go to my website at onlinepodcast.com and call in with any comments. 206 shit. That's not... No, that's not the phone number. My tire just spin. my tire was spinning as I was tapping on the gas, hoping to go forward, and it didn't go anywhere. It just spins. Shit. It's windshield thing is really making me mad. My windshield fluid is not coming out.
Crap.
Who's gonna fix it? Who's gonna fix it? Anyway, so yeah, that was 2068. What was my number? 206-888-JOHN. Call and leave me a comment. And then we'll talk, okay? I'll talk to you next week. Stay warm wherever you are cold, and stay cool wherever you are hot. You're probably hot in Australia now. So take care. And oh, I want to give a shout out to Ahua. Hello, Ahua and Rito for listening. And I will be talking and be in touch with you guys soon. Take care until then. I'm going to work slowly in the snow. Ciao, ciao. I mean, ciao, ciao. Ta-da! Ciao! Bye-bye. Don't forget to smile again. Bye. I'm so many miles away. Please let my own Merry Christmas find a way to you today.